Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, how Joe? How are you, Joe? You all right?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, I'm really, really good.
Thanks for having me on the show.
No problem at all. How are you finding the UK?
I love it, man. It's become a second home, but now, I mean, been over here quite a few times, but this time on my own, and the fans are just following us around and showing up to stations and things like that, and it's really exciting to see.
Have you done any tourist things yet?
Besides eating all the food, there hasn't been a lot of tourist stuff. I've gone on, you know, of course, the London Eye and things like that, things in London and then outside of London. I've been able to have some good fish and chips and traditional foods that everyone has. So I've been loving it.
Great. And apart from actual any people, what's the biggest thing that you miss when you're away doing promo and tours and stuff? What's the thing you miss the most?
Miss the most? I mean, family you miss quite a lot. And then I also have a dog at home. This little guy right here, I'll show you a photo.
Oh, yes.
Winston.
Oh, beautiful.
He's actually an English bulldog, too. So he's back at home right now, but I'm looking forward to hanging out with him when I get back.
Getting a few licks off him.
Yes. He'll probably go to town.
Cool. Now, what is it like doing stuff by yourself? Of course, everyone associates you with the Jonas Brothers, of course,
right,
the three
yeah.
of you. So what is the biggest difference of doing it all by yourself?
Man, I've got to say, probably the fact that every interview, every photo shoot, everything is really by myself, to the point of, you know, a lot of it is on my shoulders, and it's a totally different experience. And I mean, it's all very good and exciting because this project I'm really pumped about, and the single has been doing pretty well so far, and I've just been so excited about the whole thing. So I think when you love something so much, it's a lot easier to be excited about certain things.
So what was the reaction from your brothers when you said, look, this is what I'm going to do, this is what my plan is?
They were pretty cool. You know, for me, I just leaned into them and I said, listen, guys, you know, I've been wanting to make a solo project for a little bit. Would you guys be comfortable with me making this album when the time is right? And they're like, of course. So I just started working on it every break I had. So we were on tour. I would just find a studio close by, write with a friend, write with a producer, and then eventually about 6 months ago, started getting the hang of things, and they've been supportive through the whole process.
So when it comes to writing, what comes first? Is it the lyrics or the melody?
Changes every time. It can be as simple as just hearing something that comes to you in like a car or driving, or sometimes it could be the bathroom. There's many places that you find inspiration.
Lady Gaga was talking about her songwriting on a TV show, Paul O'Grady. Over here.
Yeah,
sure, you're on this
week,
aren't you?
Yeah, Paul O'Grady this week. Paul O'Grady.
And she was saying that she was half asleep. Well, she was asleep and she was dreaming of this lyric, and she woke up and she leant over to the other side of the bed and, you know, recorded it into a dictaphone. So when you get those moments of coming up with a great lyric or a great kind of theme of a song, what do you do? Where do you write it, or do you record it, or do you sing it down your phone, or what do you do?
It happens a lot of places, man. I mean, for me, the majority of the music that I just kind of come up with, I'll put into my phone. I mean, I have stuff on my phone right now that are just melodies, me humming, recording wherever I can, and I get inspired when I see beautiful like landscapes. So this whole trip, you know, we've been taking trips from like London to Paris, or even the drive over to here. I mean, the cities are so beautiful, and I get inspired. I put my headphones on and I just start thinking of lyric ideas and start thinking of, okay, I want to write a song about this scenario or this situation I've been in, and you get inspired in many different scenarios.
Okay, we're back with Joe Jonas in a moment on the More Music Weekend.